Good morning. Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. Soybean farmers have more choices for trait technologies. One of those options is with Enlist E3 soybeans. Corteva product marketing manager Shauna Hubbard says final import approvals came in the first quarter of 2019, and a limited number of acres were planted this past year.
But as we look forward to 2020, we've got availability of E3 from all Corteva seed brands, plus more than 100 companies who have licensed in the Enlist E3 trait. So that tells us we've got broad availability, all kinds of range of maturities and agronomic characteristics. Corteva projects that we will have more than 10% share in the U.S. soybean market for the 2020 season.
Hubbard expects the adoption of Enlist E3 technology to be driven by key weeds like water hemp and Palmer amaranth.
Now, I would point out one other area is the Red River Valley, where we expect to see a huge adoption of Enlist E3 beans. And in that area, one item that's particularly of note for growers, of course, we're battling kochia, and the ability to tank mix Enlist 1 plus a glufosinate herbicide is the best option there, and unique to the Enlist system to be able to execute that tank mix with two truly effective modes of action in one pass.
This winter season